Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from lolaandola.com. On this episode, I want to talk about my wife wants a divorce. How can I change her mind? I want to share 5 tips with you on getting the best chance to change her mind. You know, at the end of the day, it's not 100% chance. It's never going to be 100% chance that you will change her mind. But if you follow these 5 tips I'm about to share with you, you would dramatically increase the chances that she would change her mind. Before I get into the 5 tips, it's a quick story I want to share with you. Just some few weeks ago, I was watching a review of a podcast that Lola and I were on as a guest. And, you know, they were reviewing. We happened to make the top 5 of the podcast episodes on that podcast. And the husband and the wife who is also a family friend, Bola and Mac, they were talking about the divorce that my wife asked for some years back. And you know, the husband was like, I don't think they put that out there like that. And the wife was like, no, we did, right? So, and the truth is that yes, we have spoken about our divorce. We have mentioned it, and we in fact talked elaborately about it in the book. You can get the book for free at getmymarriageback.com. We talked elaborately about that in our book, on many videos, and I'm about to talk about it again right now. The truth of the matter is that we have spoken about our divorce, and we have to talk about the divorce, because what a lot of people do with marriage and divorce is that they it becomes like a big demon in their lives and their relationship, and then it eats up the relationship. And when you don't have a relationship, essentially you don't have a marriage, because marriage is just the institution, that's the paper stuff, right? But there's an underlying relationship that happens before you can even have a healthy marriage, right? So that's why I wanted to share these 5 tips with you really quickly. Tip number 1, you can't change her mind, but your next moves will influence her final decision. Okay, see, at the end of the day, we're human beings, we're social beings, and we are relating with each other on how safe we feel around each other. And because of that, we do influence our own decisions. Like the people around you, you've heard that saying before, that the top 5 people around you influence your decisions, they influence your life, they influence the outcome of your life. And so also is your marriage and your relationship. That's true for your marriage and your relationships as well. So even though you can't particularly change her mind, your next moves, so I'm about to share 4 more tips with you, right? Your next moves will influence her final decision. So let's go on to tip number 2. Don't put divorce on a pedestal. Don't make divorce bigger of a deal than it is already. Don't make it bigger of a deal than it is. Okay, it's just divorce. It just means somebody decides that they don't want to be a part of your life. But it's a decision that people change their mind all the time. Okay, so if you stick to tip number 1, like I said earlier, yes, she can change her mind based on the moves you're gonna make. Then again, don't make divorce bigger of a deal than it is. It's just, at least in that moment in time, she hasn't filed divorce yet. It's just a decision. It's just, hey, I'm gonna ask for a divorce. It's just a decision that can be changed. Okay, so let me even tell you how good this is. Even if she's already filed for the divorce, this was something that I learned that made it super easy for me to attract my wife back. She had actually filed divorce before we got back together, and the good news is that, the thing is that I had stumbled into stories of people that had filed divorce 5 years in, they had been divorced for 5 years, they got back together. I know people that have been divorced for a whole decade, they still got back together. So if I know that all these possibilities are in place, the last thing I wanted to do was to put divorce on a pedestal. Divorce is not much, it's not as much of a big deal that people would like to make it seem. You know, a lot of religious people make divorce a big deal when they go to that part of the Bible where it says God hates divorce. So think about the effect of that phrase on your mind. It's like, oh, God forbid, right? No, don't do that. Don't put divorce on a pedestal. God hates divorce. Okay, good. But it's a reality a lot of times. Don't make it a big deal. Okay, the big deal here is the relationship you have with your wife. You need to work on that. that is faulty, and that's the underlying reason why she's asking for divorce. Asking for divorce is a symptom. You want to come back to the underlying reason. What is the cause? You're worried about the effect, but let's talk about the cause. The cause is what you should be focused on. In that same token, I'm going to give you tip number three. Don't put marriage on a pedestal. Marriage is cute and it's beautiful when it's nice. But if you have a terrible relationship as the underlying structure of your marriage, what's the point? So don't put marriage on a pedestal. I'd rather you focus on the relationship you have with your wife than focusing on, God forbid, I don't want the marriage to end. If you don't want the marriage to end, that energy that you're carrying around is going to push your wife even further away. Okay? Tip number four, focus 100% on building yourself. So not even the relationship, building yourself till you attract the love you desire. And let me just add this, that you deserve. Okay? If you focus on yourself, you will attract the appropriate type of love. And it's kind of easier if she's already your wife. If she's not going to want to let you go, if you work on yourself and that starts to show in your behaviors, she's not going to want to let you go. So what you need to focus on 100% is building yourself. So there's something about you that's making you do the opposite of attracting your wife. Focus on that. Work on that. Don't worry about changing her mind. Worry about building yourself. Tip number five, be okay with the possibility of never attracting her again. You see, there are forces beyond what you can see, okay? Especially when you're dealing with relationship. It's a very spiritual thing. So a lot of time, you may think you want your wife back. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe it's just a matter of obsession that's basically born out of the rejection, right? Rejection breeds obsession. So you may just not be able to see that clearly right now. That's why 100% of your focus need to go into building yourself, because if she doesn't belong in being your wife, in that position of being your wife, she doesn't need to be there. But you may not be able to see that yet, because again, you're feeling obsessed. You're obsessed because of the rejection. So again, if this is the right person for you, you will attract her back into a better and healthier relationship, which is also a better and healthier marriage if you just focus on yourself. So those are the five tips I wanted to share with you on that. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. If you really want to learn this stuff, you want to go download the book for free at getmymarriageback.com, or simply go to lolaandola.com, download the book, get the book, get your hands on the book, read it 10 to 15 times, and you will be in the right position to be able to attract your wife back into your arms. Okay, I'll see you on the next one. Don't forget to subscribe and give it a thumbs up. See you on the next one. Peace.